But I think I'll be all right. I got the lighting. I think that's working to my favor.
You look fantastic. All right. Hello, Mount Lions Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Lionsverse, a weekly podcast taking you inside the athletic department, giving you an opportunity to get to know some of your coaches as well as some of your fellow student athletes. I'm your host, Holly Stevenson, and with me today, I actually have the man over the mic at many of our competitions, MJ. MJ, thanks so much for sitting down with me today.
Of course, Holly. Thanks for having me here on Lionsverse. I'm really excited to be part of the program here this week.
Totally my pleasure. So this year has been a little different for everyone, especially for you as a PA announcer at a lot of our competitions. So first off, how has your pandemic been going?
Oh my gosh, swell. I've been living the quarantine dream. My cat at home has just loved the fact that I've been here all day, every day, working from my home office.
I can imagine so,
Yeah,
and making
cat loves
all
it.
of his space.
Yep.
Good. So you've been doing PA, like public announcing for a lot of the school UCCS's athletic events for a few years now. So talk to me about how, first off, how you got into being a PA announcer, and then how it kind of worked out through UCCS.
Sure. So I actually started working with our athletic department when I was a sophomore in college myself. That was like 15 years ago or so. And I was working as event staff. So I was working the gate, collecting people's payment when they came into the game, cleaning up after the game in the stands. For 1 year, I had one of those really cool brooms where after free throws, I'd run out on the court and go sweep the court real quick after the free throws.
That was always a coveted job when I was an undergrad doing event staff. That was
It was
always coveted.
exciting. I was like, I'm part of the action right now. I'm on the court, right on, like in the game. So that's kind of where I started at. And then the sports information director at the time approached me with an opportunity as I started my grad program to be his GA, something that I'm sure you're familiar with as a grad assistant yourself. And
Absolutely.
so he asked me if I wanted to be his GA, and I said, "Of course, I love working with athletics. What does that mean? What will I do?" And he said, "Well, let's have a meeting and chat about what areas of interest are things you'd like to get into." And I said, okay, great. I love broadcasting. I would love to do some things where I can interview our athletes. Maybe I could do some play-by-play or color commentary. And he said, yeah, let's go ahead and get you centered around our broadcasting and media components. And I was super excited about that.
Very cool.
Well, that sports information director was only at UCCS for a short period of time after I was hired on. So the new sports information director was hired and asked me a very similar question. And he said, "How would you feel about being on the microphone as our public address announcer?" And I said, "Ooh, public speaking, I love it." Because I'm also a public speaking instructor on campus. And so I said, "Oh, that would
Say,
be
one of the
really
few
fun."
people who would say that they love that.
Yeah, I got really excited. I was like, okay, let me go ahead and try out some things with my voice and see what I can do to like have that announcer sound. And he asked me to do some games. I did the games. He thought I did well enough to keep bringing me back. And I guess the rest is history, as they say. And I've been doing PA ever since.
Awesome. So 15 years of doing PAs. Has your announcing voice kind of changed over the years? Have you got some tips from other people? How did you find your PA voice?
Well, I grew up watching sports like many people in the athletic department, and many, if not most, or all of our student athletes. And I just always really appreciated the announcer and how excited they would get some of the fans or spectators. I grew up a big professional wrestling fan, as weird as that might be, because it's often in the debate. Is it a sport? Is
Is
it
it?
entertainment? It's sports entertainment. But I remember the announcers would get me so pumped up. And then watching like boxing events with Michael Buffer and let's get ready to. I don't want to copyright infringe anything, so I won't make a statement. And those announcers just I thought were so bombastic, so outlandish, but it got me excited. And so I started to try to emulate some of those styles while coming up with my own way of doing things and incorporating some of my own personality into the job. But there are so many people that I look up to and I revere for being in this profession. And I know that there are great people to try to learn from. So that's kind of what I've attempted to do over the years.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you've definitely found your distinct style, because I know every time that you announce the basketball games, like last year when we had fans and spectators and things, the mascot would get really into it. I see the girls' basketball or the women's basketball team. They know when you're going to do your emphasis. And so you've definitely found your style, and it definitely works. You found your signature for sure. So you were also here, also a student here, as you mentioned before, as a sophomore, as an undergraduate and a graduate. So tell me a little bit about your experience with both of those programs, because you said you're a public speaking professor. So you clearly like communications and public speaking and things like that. So talk to me a little bit about your experience with the program and what made you decide to stay with UCCS for all of these years.
Sure. Well, when I was first picking a college, I'm from Canyon City, or that's where I went to high school at. And I was always looking for a place where I could go that would be far enough away from home that mom couldn't come and just randomly check up on me on the weekends. But I wanted to be close enough where I could go home and still do my laundry for free and go see my family.
Right, so absolutely. UCCS
was like
meals too.
Yeah, exactly. You get a nice home-cooked meal, get away from the lodge, or no offense to campus food, it's awesome. But sometimes I need a break from it. And so, yeah, I came to UCCS, and first, I just loved the campus. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who comes to UCCS and tours the actual campus, I think, would all say it's beautiful. It almost looks fake. I look at what we have going on, and it feels photoshopped sometimes.
I was gonna say, I feel like we live in like a postcard or like a snowball thing, because it's just too pretty.
It is. It's so picturesque. And I just knew instantly, and I had that feeling of, this is it. This is for me. This is the right place. So I loved the idea of going to UCCS. And I started off as a business major thinking, oh, I love negotiating, I love haggling, I love bartering, I love that aspect of conflict management. And I thought that was all in business. So I took some business classes. I was like, oh, what is this INFS stuff and this computer programming aspect? This is not what I thought it was.
Yeah, exactly.
So I took a communication course. It was my sophomore year. So my sophomore year was huge. I got a job at the athletic department. Yeah. And I took this class called interpersonal communication. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I thought the business degree was going to be about. And so I knew instantly, this is the direction and the degree for me. I'm a bit of a talker. I love to talk, love to communicate. And so I decided communication is it. That's what I need to study. And I never looked back. I loved studying it. And it was one of the first times in my life that I just was excited to go to class and learn more about this stuff. And I wanted to stay after, talk to my teacher, and just soak in as much of this information as I could. So I knew this is it. So I got my degree in communication, and I was one of those people who loved school so much at the time. I decided to go back.
Why not?
Why not? I love campus. I feel like Van Wilder a little bit, if you know that reference, where he just stays in college forever. Yeah. But at least I got a couple of degrees out of my experience here.
Absolutely.
So I kept going, went to grad school in communication, and I started teaching at the time as a grad instructor or grad assistant instructor with the communication department. And it was like love at first sight with a career. I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I want. This is it. So I got my degree in communication. I spent a few years in the program, loved every minute of it. And at the time, I got to work with our athletic department, developing some interview settings, doing interviews with some of our really amazing athletes, Derek White, Alex Welsh, Abby Kirchhoff, among many, many others. That was so, so exciting for me. And I just kept going through the program, teaching, announcing, studying. And I got my degree, and I just transitioned into a full-time instructor. And I was very lucky that the athletic department kept me around to continue announcing our games. not as a student anymore, but just as an employee who is hired on for games. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So have you dabbled a little bit in like color commentating or play-by-play analysts or anything like that? Or are you strictly a PA guy?
Yeah, that's actually where I started with broadcasting. Before I did PA, I was doing all of our games as the play-by-play announcer. And there were times where we would work with media services and they would come and televise our games, as you're very familiar with as well, being in that action and in that role right now. Yep. At the time, it was kind of a novel idea and they didn't do every game. They would just do a few games throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And I was really lucky that we would bring on Josh Howell, who was the Sky Sox announcer at the time, now the Vibes.
Yeah.
And he works for Air Force and he does a lot of things in the Colorado and Denver area. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing play-by-play announcer. And I got to be his color commentator when he did the games. And I would pick his brain and ask him all these questions. And I felt like a sponge just absorbing all of his knowledge and trying to learn ways to get better. So, yes, I have done play-by-play and color commentating. In fact, there was a time where they had me as the sideline reporter when they had a former D1 collegiate player as our color commentator. So they hooked me up with a microphone, and I was on the sideline interviewing people during halftime, and I would interact with the fans during timeouts, and it was really fun.
Great.
So, I've had a little experience in that area.
Yeah, you've got a lot of great experiences under your belt. So with that experience, do you see yourself trying to do PA announcing for other types of organizations, or maybe jump up to like a D1 or down to a D3 school just to kind of see if what those experiences are like? Or are you feeling pretty comfortable at D2?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Holly. One of the things that I love the most and I take such great pride in is that I get to be part of the action and work with the school that I attended and graduated from. So this is my alma mater. And so it's something special for me that I get to be part of all this.
Yeah.
I have worked in the past with Pop Warner Football. I announced some championship games for them. I've done some boxing events. I have a friend who's a boxing promoter or was into that for a while and held a few events. And so I announced one of those for him. So I've done a couple of things outside of UCCS. And I've been asked by other institutions in town, primarily Air Force, to announce some of their games.
Yep.
But there's something far more special to me about being able to announce games for UCCS Athletics because, pun intended, I take great pride in being a Mountain Lion. And so for me, it's really unique that I get to be part of what happens at this institution. So I would love to try, you know, some of those odd or oddities and doing Pop Warner, boxing, things like that. But I have no desire to be the announcer for any other school, institution, or university. This is my home.
That's great. Well, UCCS is definitely very lucky to have you as their announcer. So you just mentioned that you've done announcing for a few other events. So what is the different, is there a different approach when you do PAing for like boxing and football and basketball? You've even done some baseball games here. So is it a different approach? Do you try to keep it pretty similar across the board?
Well, there are some differences and some similarities. I always try to emphasize the UCCS Mountain Lions. I always try to say that in the same way. And so there are some consistencies. You know, Olympic City, USA fits for everything we do in Colorado Springs.
Yeah,
but certainly doing the boxing event and the football event was different because the football, they were all kids. And I was asked to talk about the players as much as possible because they love hearing themselves, you know, being talked about on the loudspeaker and so do their families. So I was kind of doing like a play-by-PA. So it was PA, but I was doing a lot of play-by-play announcing because there was no play-by-play or color commentators there. With boxing, I tried to tap into my inner Michael and Bruce Buffer and just be that much more over the top with things. And I watched a lot of other boxing events just to kind of hear what other announcers were doing to kind of get that style. Right. But when it comes to UCCS, the one of the things I love the most is that I get the opportunity to learn and know some of our athletes. Yeah. They're in my classes or I see them on campus. Yep. And so there's a different kind of connection there. And I learn our players really fast. So I don't have to look down at my notes to know who just scored or who's up to bat or those kinds of things. I have a lot of that understanding because I get to know the teams a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, so it makes the job a little bit easier in that sense, but also more fun at the same time.
Sure. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Is there a sport that you like to announce for more than the others?
Yeah, it's whichever one is next on my schedule. I really get excited to announce every single sport and every single game that I get to be part of. And so I try really hard never to pick a favorite or play favorites. For me, my favorite sport to announce is the next one on my schedule.
Sure.
So for me, it's just really fun that I get to be part of so many different teams and different sports and get to see and announce games for pretty much everything we do at UCCS. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to pick one or pick one above any other ones.
That's totally fair. Well, you definitely make each event very special and very exciting with the energy that you bring. And even just to the staff, like when you're not on the mic and you're just talking to us, there's just a lot of energy that flows from you. And I know I'm pretty sure everyone can appreciate the energy that you bring to them.
Oh, well, thank you. I just get super excited. I love what I do. And I want to make sure that I take advantage of the opportunity that I have and never take it for granted, because every day and every time I get to hang out with our athletic department is a really fun opportunity for me. And I just want to make the most of it.
Yeah, well, we definitely experienced taking things for granted this past year, or like being able to appreciate things a little bit more this past year with things kind of being canceled mid-season at the end of last spring. But so, and kind of speaking to that, is it weird for you to announce basically to an empty auditorium where it's just the players and the staff, or how has that been for you?
It's been a learning experience because the way that I've always approached being on the microphone is that part of my job is to get our fans excited or more excited or get them yelling or doing something to get involved. And so oftentimes when I come into the game and I put on that headset, I have this energy that I want to pass along to everybody else who's in the arena. And for me, that's one of the ways that I feel like maybe I can help contribute to the game itself, because I'll never be on the court, never play. I'm not part of the, you know, assistant coaching crew or anything like that. But if I can bring some energy and pump up the crowd that who then can help the players build more energy, then I feel like I've done a small part in helping our teams. But it's been very unique because the games I've announced this past year, we haven't had any fans. Right. So I've had to kind of figure out like, well, I don't want to be at a 10 anymore because there's nobody that's like feeding off this energy like before. But I also don't want to come in at like a 1 with my energy and be dull as an announcer. So I've kind of tempered it back a little bit, but I still try to bring that enthusiasm. But it is weird when I'll announce something like, that's a UC3, and nobody really cheers.
There's no cheers.
So it's been kind of different, to say the least, but still been, it's been a cool experience at the same time, because it almost feels like a more intimate moment and situation where you can hear what players are yelling to their fellow teammates on the court. You can hear what all the coaches are saying. You can hear the officials and what they're saying
in their conversations. I agree with you, that has been a very interesting experience this year.
It's been quite different, and so I've had to kind of learn like, where should I be with my energy level to kind of bring that enthusiasm, but understanding there's no crowd behind me that I'm hyping up anymore.
Right, exactly. Yep. Well, I don't want to run over time too much. I know you have a class to get ready for, but I want to thank you again, MJ, for taking time out of your day to just sit down and talk with me. It was awesome getting to know you a little bit better, learning the ins and out of PAing and everything. So we will hopefully get a little bit more normalized as the year goes on, and look forward to hearing you at the rest of the competitions that we have this year.
Well, I'm really excited about it. And Holly, before you let me go, I just want to say a couple things, if I may.
Absolutely.
And what I would like to say is just what an awesome job you have done. I want to kind of throw the spotlight on you for a moment, because a few years ago, I remember you coming to our games, volunteering just so you can learn more about athletics and the behind the scenes stuff. And then you applied to be in the grad program for communication, and you've done an amazing job. And I just want to say kudos to you for all your hard work and putting things like this show together. When you and Janae Squires Horton, our women's basketball assistant coach, we talked last year about you two developing this Lions Verse program with the UCCS radio station. And that was something, I'm the advisor for the station, and I thought, wow, this is awesome. I would love to have this kind of programming on our radio. And the work that you two put into that was just phenomenal, bringing on coaches and athletes, doing all your homework to have statistics and information about games and everything of that sort. And now you're writing stories for all of our games. And I just want to say my hat's off to you for all the amazing work that you have done. And I just hope you continue doing all the stellar things that you have been doing, because you are now such an integral part of our athletic department. And
you've
worked so hard in this role and in your graduate program. And I just want to say, on a personal note, I'm really proud of everything you've accomplished.
Thank you.
I have expectations you're going to keep making awesome things happen and keep doing wonderful and amazing accomplishments even long after you graduate, which I know is coming soon. So just want to say hats off to you and great job. Keep up the awesome work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great experience. And a lot of it is thanks to you for convincing me to apply to the graduate program. So you've been a very big influence and a very big supporter for this, so thank you for that as well.
Of course. I'm really happy to be part of it, even in just a small little part, because I think you've done such an incredible job, and I'm really proud of everything you've accomplished and will continue to accomplish.
Well, thank you very much, Mountain Lions. This has been Lions Verse. Join me next week for another episode. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week.